KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Some political parties in KZN expect that the province's frontline departments to be given a healthy cash injection. The call comes ahead of the tabling of the provincial budget tomorrow. The
health department is not functioning very well. The Department of Education also has a shortage of material. The scholar transport has been cut to half because of the slender resources. We are hoping that maybe there will be some sound injection to this very department because they get to service almost 80% of the population.
That's the EFF's KZN chairperson, Mongezi Twala, who says services in the province are slowly collapsing, with critical departments barely able to function. He says they also expect Finance MEC Francois Rogers to come up with plans to eradicate wasteful spending in municipalities. The DA's Tim Brataseth wants Rogers to address KZN's financial challenges.
He needs to make sure that KZN gets its full financial due in terms of the equitable share that comes from National Treasury. The second challenge is to make sure that there are no further cuts to departments that have been tightening their belts, especially those departments that affect frontline services.
There's been an arrest in connection with a suspected road rage incident in the south of Durban. KZN police say one person was shot and killed along Griffiths Mklange Highway in Umlazi yesterday. Spokesperson Paul Magwaza says the victim was involved in an argument with the suspect.
The deceased then assaulted the motorist. The other motorist pulled out his firearm and shot the deceased. The suspect is due in court on Tuesday, 25 March 2025.
In Gauteng, the case against a couple accused of collecting and selling child sexual abuse material has been postponed to June. Darren Wilkin and Tiona Mudli face numerous charges related to cyber crimes and money laundering. The matter was postponed after Wilkin told the Randburg Magistrates Court he was unable to reach his lawyers and would be seeking legal aid services. The court earlier denied the pair bail, while the NPA's asset forfeiture unit has seized their assets and froze their bank accounts. 12 prisoners have escaped from prison in central Nigeria. Authorities say they broke out of jail in Kogi State in the early morning. It's reported the inmates fled through a tower without causing structural damage to the facility. One of the prisoners has been recaptured. A state commissioner has promised a thorough investigation. And the UK has its own pothole problems. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the broken roads his government has inherited are not only risking lives, but also cost people and businesses hundreds, if not thousands of pounds in car repairs. He says Britons are bored of seeing their politicians aimlessly pointing at potholes with no real plan to fix them. Starmer's told councils to either prove they're fixing pitted roads or face losing cash given by the government to repair them. He's announced an extra funding, or rather extra funding, to help patch up the network. Durban 30 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 33, Richards Bay 34. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpasa.